Welcome back to Voices of Helene. I'm BPR News Director Laura Lee. The BPR News team continues to work to bring you stories of Western North Carolina as we recover and rebuild from Hurricane Helene. Today on Voices of Helene, we want to bring you parts of a conversation BPR and Grist reporter Katie Myers had with an 85-year-old Buncombe County resident who is no stranger to storms. Here's Katie with more.
About 2 weeks after the storm, I went to Barnardsville, which was hit hard by Helene. Many people lost their homes, and neighbors were helping each other as best they could. Marcia Cummerly, a fiber artist and goat breeder in her 70s, lost her farm, all her art, and all of her goats to the flood. The river washed a mess of trees into her house and turned her yard into a garden of river rocks. But the help of her neighbors has made her feel grounded here, and she wants to stay.
I am the proud owner of Good Vibrations, Angora Goats, and Fine Yarns. I came up here many years ago after Hurricane Hugo took my home in the Virgin Islands. So I understand hurricanes, and I understand loss. The loss of my home in St. Croix brought me here, which has been a plus. For many, many years, as I've developed a herd of finely bred Angora goats, colored and white, and a yarn business that is based on their fiber, which is mohair. And mohair is the strongest of the natural fibers. It has a luster that is lovelier than silk. And out of the mohair and a blend of local wool, I have yarn spun, processed and spun, and then it comes back here and I hand paint it or kettle dye it, and then the next step is either to sell it to customers who have their own knitting or weaving projects, or to weave shawls and scarves, etc. And this fall I was a part of, as I am always, the ASAP Family Farm Tour. I love what they do. They bring people out to the farm, as they did that weekend. And we had buckets of apples donated by my friendly neighbor. And it was a wonderful day. Well, it was a wonderful weekend. The same happened on Sunday. I left that weekend thinking, here we are. I have survived the trip from St. Croix. I've survived a nearly broken hip a couple of years ago. And here we're back in business, and everybody left so happy.
And so then the hurricane came after that.
Right, yeah.
What happened to your home?
What happened was the river up here. This is called Ivan Bridge Drive. Ivan is a hurricane. It's called Ivan Bridge Drive because Hurricane Ivan took out that bridge. And what happened this time, the bridge was fine. It hardly any water went under there, but for some unknown reason, known maybe only to the river, it jumped its banks right dead ahead of us and came down here. This never should have happened in my perspective. So.
And so it pushed up.
And yes, and it must have started so high up into the mountains that it started a momentum all of its own. And it carried boulders and rocks and rocks and boulders and tree trunks. It loosened the soil and trees were coming down here. Now all of them have been cut up and carried away, but trees carrying their root balls came down this way, and you see right here some of it stopped, and then I had a big root ball that's still lodged here come under the house. There was a staircase right here, and I thought the worst part was that it just took out the staircase, but it didn't. It took out the supports to the roof, and the some of the supports for the front porch. Fortunately, it was a double whammy because the debris itself lodged under the porch, and that's what's supporting the front porch now. So nothing is good or bad, but what thinking makes it so. So it took away and it gave me back. Took away the supports and then it gave me its own support. This room right here is my dyeing room. This is where I dye all my yarns and my mohair locks. It's where I store my mohair. I had over 40 totes of mohair ready to be sent off to a mill. And it's all gone. The shelving is gone. The totes are gone, the mohair is gone, and the room was left only with about a foot of mud, and that's it. The middle room is where my great room is, or has been, and that is stripped bare. It had comfortable furniture in it. It had yarn, shawls, all the work of my visiting artists. It is absolutely bare. On the other side are several stalls for my goats, and on the far end here is what we call a run-in shelter. You know, if I had a night that weather looked iffy, maybe I really didn't need to lock the goats in the stalls. Maybe I could let them out to pasture and have them come in to the run-in shelter if the weather got bad. I did have goats in stalls that night, but they went out the back door of the stalls and they were swept away by the flood.
I'm so sorry.
You know, all of the rest of this can be replaced, but that those babies were the product of 15 or so years of breeding and loving, and they were the best of those years right there. So my mom used to say, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start all over again. And so that's where I am.
How do you hope to do that? What does that mean for you?
What it means for me is to get this place cleaned up, to get my barn fixed up. It means getting help in the restoring the barn and my house so that it's solid and safe. And then getting the inside cleaned out. These rocks need to go. This was a beautiful goat pasture. And now it's Rock Haven. So hopefully we're going to find a market for these rocks.
They're nice rocks. I feel like somebody would want them, maybe.
If you really look closely, they glisten and sparkle, and they're beautiful strains of other rock formations in there. They're beautiful. Somebody somewhere needs these, but I don't.
Yeah.
But I have people all over the country reaching out, other Angora goat farmers reaching out to help me and figure this out, and God willing, and the creek don't rise again, I will have this back in order. That's my hope.
And about that.
Am I worried for myself living in this building? Not a chance. Not a chance. I sat on the other, you see those double doors? That's my living room in there. I could see the water coming down the valley just a little bit. And it got worse and worse, although I didn't feel as though it was going to carry my house away. I didn't feel any threat for my house. But I thought, you know, this is a storm I might not walk away from. And that was a sobering thought. But it's a bright, shiny day, and here I am.
It is beautiful. But you live alone here, so you are sort
with
of...
With my dog.
With your dog. With your dog. That counts.
Yes, but
alone.
I have neighbors that mm-hmm. are beyond compare.
They check in on you?
Yep. all the time. Yep.
That's great. So, are they, like, helping you get food and all that?
Absolutely.
Do they help dig you out of this whole
situation? Yep. Yep. I feel very blessed. People, this more than any other storm I've been through, has been an example of heartrending kindness and blood, sweat, and tears restoration. Mm-hmm. And it's really about Barnardsville coming together with the help of surrounding communities in a brotherly fashion to come back from this. We are one people. It doesn't matter where we come from, whether it's another country or another city or another county, we are one people. And this experience has taught me that, if like no other has.
Is there anything else you would like to tell me about who you are and what's coming up for you in the near future, what your hopes are?
My hopes and plans are for getting my house to the point where it is, you know, not questionable. So I don't find any more pink slips here. I want to restore the goat barn. I want to restore the showroom. I need to get more yarn first processed and then dyed, and then start teaching classes and selling yarns and weaving shawls and inviting people back to feed apples to the goats.
That was a portion of the conversation with Barnardsville resident Marcia Cummerly. Thanks to BPR Grist reporter Katie Myers for that conversation. You can find the full conversation at our website, bpr.org. Now we want to give you a brief update on the status of the area's critical systems. Asheville Water customers rejoiced this week when drinkable water returned to the taps. The city lifted the boil water notice on Monday, clearing the way for businesses and residents to consume water. The city system was without drinkable water for more than 7 weeks. Debris cleanup continues throughout the region as counties and municipalities offer free storm debris pickup. You can find more details about that debris pickup process at our website, bpr.org. And the fatality count for the storm has reached 103 people. The state has still not released the names of the deceased. The song featured in today's episode is A Love Letter for Appalachia by Dasher the Band. If you're a musician who would like a song considered for a future episode, email us at news@bpr.org with the subject line music. On behalf of everyone here at BPR, thanks for listening and stay safe. We catch you summer after summer and always recall. It echoed down the mountain and it trickled through my world.